Rosh Chodesh Kislev, 1st of December, Rabbi Heschel Hager, Dover, Shaloi Boloil.
Chodesh. I'd like to discuss a few simonim mechoshesh mishpat in half an hour to do with the mechiras habechoyra, which Esav sold to Yaakov, which the Rishonim and the Mefarsh HaTorah all try to make it work legally, and they discuss a few questions: how did it work, and the answers, how it would fit in with the Shulchan Aruch in today's day. Would the Mechira be a valid Mechira? The three simonim mechoshesh mishpat, reish test, reish yud, reish yud beis, discussing the concept of dovo shaloi bo le'olam, selling something or giving a present, something which is not here. And there are three types, three simonim discussing three different cases of dovo shaloi bo le'olam. The first one, Dovah Shaloi B'Loilam, literally means something which is non-existent. The second means something which is existent, but it's not in my rishus yet. I don't have ownership over it. So it's Bola Oilam, but it's not with me. So it's something maybe I can't sell or give away. And the third concept of Dovah Shaloi B'Loilam is something which Dovah Sha'im B'Mamash, something not tangible. Just go over those three various concepts of Dovah Shaloi Bo Le'olam. If someone is going to sell this year's produce, it hasn't grown yet, it's in the winter, nothing there yet. I'll sell the fruit of this year's trees, or he'll sell the ubah of his behemoth, he has cattle. He wants to sell the next generation ahead of the game. It's a dovah shaloi bo le'olam. Just one slight difference between fruit on the tree, where they've started to grow already, then that's a dovah shaloi bo le'olam. But if there's not, like now in the winter, there's nothing there yet, nothing at all, that's dovah shaloi bo le'olam. And moberes, even though there is something already bo le'olam, but since it's not be'en, it's not nikah, we don't consider it bo le'olam. I could put on something which is not yet born, is considered dovah shaloi bo le'olam. This year's crop, you can't really sell this year's crop in a normal way because you don't have it. It's not here. It's non-existent. It's the worst case of dovah shaloi bo le'olam. And even once the fruit come out of the tree and the crop grows, you can still change your mind. Anyone, the moicha or the lekach, can be choyzer, even though they made a kinyan, they paid for it. It's a non-existent kinyan, it's not binding in any way, there's not even a mishapura. Some kinyonim which are not so straightforward, chazal, demand that you keep your word. If you sell something which is non-existent, it's nothing. Gunaship nisht. Loi bo le'olam. That's the first case of dovah shaloi bo le'olam. Even once the crop is here, you can still change your mind. Any of the parties. The second type of dovah shaloi bo le'olam we discuss is something which is already here, but it's not in my possession. For example, someone's going to say, you know what, I'm about to inherit a huge amount of money. Got an old aunt who's got no children. It's coming my way, and I will give you part of it, or I will sell you part of it. It's bo le'olam, it's around, but it's not in your possession. That's also considered dovah shaloi bo le'olam. It's not yours to sell yet. Someone's sitting by the riverbanks and trying to catch some fish, and he says, you know what, whatever fish comes my way today will be yours. Give me the money and I'll give it to you. It's dovah shaloi bo le'olam. It's not here yet. The fish are in the river, but I haven't caught it yet. It's dovah shaloi, second type of dovah shaloi bo le'olam. The third type of dovah shaloi bo le'olam is something which is not tangible. The Lushna, the Rambam, You can't sell reyach hatapuach, you can't sell the smell of an apple. You can't sell the taste of honey. You can't sell the beauty of crystal. It's something you can't sell. It's here. My honey tastes good. The fruit smells. I can allow you to smell it. But I can't sell you the smell of the apple. It's not something...
It's an experience.
Well, can you sell ave? There are ways to sell shaloi bolaylom, even the fruit which haven't grown yet. We'll soon discuss that. But the normal way, you can't sell the taste or smell or something not tangible. There were moshes. It's also considered dovah shaloi bolaylom. Similar type dovah shaloi bolaylom is dovah she'ein bo mamash. Okay, so we have three problems with some mechiras
abachoyra. Yeah, you can even weigh it.
Well, taste is also mamash. You can feel it and.
You could
it's not considered something which is oivel asoicha, which you can give over from one person to the other. You can sell a hot air balloon, but you can't sell air on its own. Well, you can't sell the air on, well, even more than that, you can't legally, up your locha talking about, sell airspace. If you have a garden, and you want your neighbor, he asks you to put some beams through your, use your airspace, you can't sell it in a normal way.
Yes.
There are ways to do it, but you can't sell airspace. It's dovah she'ein bo mamash. You're not selling anything. Now, we have problems with mechiras habachoyra lechoyra. How did this going to affect? Yaakov is buying something which is not here. Esav himself hasn't yashened it yet. How is he buying off the rights of the bechoyra from Yaakov? You know, from Esav, and we discussed all the Rishonim and the Vosha Torah try to make this Mechira work in the way the Shulchan Aruch wants it to work. So Emes, the simplest Torah is the Mizruchi, the one of Vosha Rashi, he says that this wasn't a real Mechira, because Esav wasn't entitled to be over the Avodah. He was a Ratzeach. The Pasuk says he was Mevazel the Sabachoyra. We find the Gemara even discuss someone who is a Kohen who is Mevazel the Kohuna. The Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim, famous Gemara, one Kohen said he received lechem upon the size of the tail of the lizard. He made fun of it. And they weren't happy with him. They demoted him for some reason. And the Gemara discusses he sochok far ish far bakui. He used gloves to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Someone who's Mevazel the Bechoyra is not entitled to work in Beis HaMikdash. Esav Emes didn't have the rights to work in Beis HaMikdash. Why did Yaakov have to buy it off him? He didn't have to buy it off him. He didn't have to pay a penny for it. But we call it in Yiddish, Lo Yechatz Geld, Lo Yechatz Kelev Shoyna. You just want him to just keep away, leave me out, just take a bit of money and go. He just wanted Esav to make problems, to say it's mine. It wasn't Esav's. Esav had no right to the Bechoyra. The way he abused it, he lost the rights to it. So Emes, Yaakov didn't have to buy anything. Yaakov was entitled to it. The reason he gave him money was to leave me alone, guy's entitled, guy's al riches. That's what he wanted. That's what some of us have explained. It wasn't a real mechira, it was just to keep him off your back. The Maharal in Guaria also discussed this mechira, how it works. And he said that the reason why it would work, because before Matan Torah, it worked slightly differently. Not that the Kinyonah worked differently, but the way the Avodah was passed from person to person wasn't in the way it was done after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, Shevet HaKohuna, Loi Lazare Achrov, Aaron HaKohen, Shevet Levi have the rights to the Avodah space in Migdash. They can't sell it, they can't give it away even if they want to. Before Matan Torah, it was what he calls Menasavura the Bechor, the oldest. And we see Noach gave it over to Shem. Shem gave over the Kohen to his great-grandchild Avraham Avinu. It didn't necessarily go from father to son in the way it went after Matan Torah. So the Mechira had to be done in the way a Mechira normally takes place. But since the Bechorah didn't go over from one generation to the other generation the way it did after Matan Torah, and therefore he could have sold it, because he says, Chochom Shemochal Kavoyde Kavoyde Mochal. Before Matan Torah was an inn of covet. A chochum is allowed to give away something. He's moichel on his covet. Esav was moichel on his covet. It belonged to him in a certain way which not the same way belonged to after Matan Torah. And since there was a Kovadiga Inyan, for example, someone who Yashin's Rabunus, an older brother has the right to give it away to a younger brother, if it belongs to the older son. If he doesn't want it, he has the right to give it to a younger brother. Why? Because it's a type of Kovad, a type of Srura Minoy, which doesn't necessarily have to go down from one person to the other person. And if one brother doesn't want to take it, he can't give it away to a different person, to somebody else, to a stranger, but he can keep it within range. And that was the same way the Bechorah went before Matan Torah. It was within reason, whoever was important was entitled to do the Bechorah. And that's why Esav could give away his rights to Yaakov Avinu, and it was a proper sale, would be considered today's day also a type of sale. In, for example, as Yerusha Sarabonas, some type of kovod which you can give away, kovod for money, whatever's worth more, and it would be worth some money, and that's why Esav could legally, apialocha, sell his kovod to Yaakov Avinu. But Rav Chaim HaKadosh has a third malach, and he brings an interesting more, which is the Shulchan Aruch Paskens. Be'emes dovah shelo be'olam, you cannot sell something which is non-existent. The Bechorah was non-existent at the time. You can't really sell it. But he focuses on the words of the Torah, Yaakov asks, Michro kayoyim es Bechoros chagi. Michro kayoyim. What does kayoyim mean? So he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says, there was, sometimes you find takonos chachomim. Chachomim applied certain ways where you can sell something which is non-existent for specific reasons. One example is, we mentioned before, there's a fisherman sitting on the banks of the river, he's trying to chop some fish, Nebuchadnezzar's got nothing to eat. And Chachomim or Mesaken, he can sell in the morning whatever he will chop today, Mishum Kedei Chayov. Someone who needs it, Letzorech, today's Panusa, he needs bread on the table. The embassy cannot sell the Dovah Shelo Yibo'olam, but since he really needed the Chachomim, gave him an allowance to sell Dovah Shelo Yibo'olam, and it would be a proper Mechira.
If he doesn't sell anything, if he doesn't catch anything, he has to give back the money.
Right, he hasn't sold anything. But if, even if he sells some, he catches a little herring, he can also, this makes no difference, it's a gamble, you pay up front, and whatever you catch today, you can receive a chum said in such a case would allow the Dovah Shelo Be'olam to go through because he needs a Kedei Chayav. Emes it shouldn't work, but the Tekonos HaChum in specific cases where they allow Dovah Shelo Be'olam to work. Says Rav Chaim HaKadosh, Esav was Kedei Chayav. He was never on the way out. So Michal Kayoim is Vecheros Choli. Yaakov said, it's Kedei Parnasusa. You need it for today. And therefore, whatever I get today, I can buy for this and Zidadashim. So, Api Takunos HaChomim, this was a proper Mechira. Michal Kayoim is Mecheros Choli. Hina, Eloich Oilech Lumas. Ein Lecho Takunos Chai Gdoil Mezu. He's about to die. Obviously, since he's saving his life, in such a case, a Dovah Shelo Yibo'olam would work Al Pi Halacha. Now,
is this all Chazal or is it Bedaraisa?
Dovah Shelo Yibo'olam doesn't work on the Torah. No. It's not, you can't, you, well, we'll soon explain why it won't work, but no, it doesn't work. Min HaTorah doesn't work. But Chachomim gave an allowance in a case where it's mamash pikuach nefesh, they're allowed to go through such a shell, cannot be choizen. Now, so we give three answers. First answer was, it wasn't a proper mechira, it was just to keep Esav off his back. The second one was that it was a mechira of kovod, which in today's day and age could also work in some cases. And the third, teretz Rechaim HaKadosh, is a teretz, it was something pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh also overrides the halacha of Dovah Shelo Yibo'olam.
Just out of interest, what happens if he doesn't catch a single fish that day?
As you said before.
Yeah.
He's no sell, he hasn't sold anything. What, I can sell if I have something.
Yeah. He sold whatever he will catch, so if he didn't catch anything.
He hasn't sold anything.
Return them
no. Yeah.
I mean, now, one could have said that you have to give me the fruit because he's dying. You don't have to give him the prayer for it. Well, Nefesh would have to give it to him.
He can still make conditions with him.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to do without the conditions. He would have had. If it's a second, he would say, I have to have it, and you've got to give it to me.
Well, Pikuch, without going to the doctor, Pikuch Nefesh, are you allowed to steal the Torah Pikuch Nefesh? Take someone else's money for it? You don't have to do everything for it. You can charge for it. If you save a life, the Torah doesn't charge money afterwards for the oxygen they use. They could. They don't have to give it for free. You save a life, you have to save a life. You can charge Shabbos for it, but you can charge for it. The doctor could charge the doctor's fees. He'd have to be called for nothing. Anyway, so the fourth mahalach, yes, you agree. Okay. The fourth mahalach that the Rishonim discuss, it's all the Rishonim how they try to make this mechira really work. There's a Chuvas HaRosh, and the Mechloik is how to understand this Rosh. The Rishonim themselves, the Rivosh, was also one of the Rishonim, trying to explain this Rosh. How this Esav made a shvuah to sell the Bechoyer. Now, the Dovah Shalom Yigoylem we discussed doesn't work. If you make a shvuah, it may be different. Why should it be different? Now, the two approaches to understand why it may be different. Does the shvuah make the Dovah Shalom Yigoylem work? Or is the promise to do something which you don't really have to do? Now, to explain, to understand that, we have to explain the reasons why a Dovah Shalom Olam doesn't work. Now the Achroinim, Kovichurim, other Achroinim all discuss, give two major reasons why you cannot sell something which is non-existent. Either because Lois Somchadate, you don't really rely that this person is going to give you the fruit. It's not here. I'm selling you this year's crop. You give me money. You're not 100% sure that this is a real Mechira. There's something lacking in the Mechira. It's a gamble. Gambles don't usually work. And therefore, since there's no smichas da'at, hakinu works when both agree, both parties agree, the moicha and the koina agree, wholeheartedly agree to do something. And then they can't change their mind anymore. They made a kinyan. But if you don't really, or you suspect, something might not even grow, you're not really sure, that even if you made a kinyan, it doesn't work when not Torah. Because there wasn't a proper gemiras da'at. It wasn't a proper, you weren't sure this mechira is a proper mechira, a proper matuna, and therefore it won't work. That's one understanding of why a Dovah Shalom Yigoylem doesn't work. If so, if that's the reason, if, for example, you made a shvur to deliver the fruit, okay, this is more serious, it's not a regular kinyan, he's doing more than usual, it might work. Because now I really believe this fellow. He will deliver the goods. Even though it's a Dovah Shalom Yigoylem. So if we understand, if we explain the reason Dovah Shalom Yigoylem doesn't work is because you don't really trust the sale to go through. You don't really believe it. If, for some reason, you do believe it, there's a shvur, or even some machrem say, a Talmud Chacham sells a Dovah Shalom Yigoylem. You believe he will do what he says. You trust in him fully. A Dovah Shalom Yigoylem would work. So, since Esau made a shvur, Yaakov trusts him. Okay, this is business. It's real. Even if it's a Dovah Shalom Yigoylem, it's a proper mechira and you can't change your mind. The Beis Yosef doesn't agree to that mahalach because the understanding of Dovah Shalom Yigoylem is there's nothing to sell. Even if you really want to buy and really want to sell, there is nothing here. So it makes no difference whether you believe or you trust or not. There's no way you can sell a Dovah Shalom Yigoylem as it is. The shvur only helps that I have to carry out what I said. I have to make sure that when the trees bear fruit, I will deliver the goods. It doesn't make the mechira chal, it makes me liable to do what I promised to do. And therefore, the mechira is taken on a mechira in such a case. But if I promise to do something, I have to do it. For example, if someone says, the fruit of the tree, this year's crop, will be hegdish, will be tzedakah. It's a Dovah Shalom Yigoylem. I don't even when the fruit grow on the tree, I don't have to give it to tzedakah. Because I said something which is non-existent. I said the fruit will be tzedakah. They're not here. I will sell it to you, I will give it to you, I will give it to tzedakah. It's nothing. If I say I will give it to tzedakah, it's a neder. You promise to give something to tzedakah. You can promise anything. You promise to give this year's, whatever you earn this year, to tzedakah as well, even though it's shloi b'loilam, it's not. So the kinyan is not chal mitzad kinyan. It's chal mitzad promise. I mean, you make a neder, a shvur, to do something, it's not that the you override the kinyan not happening. It's something else completely. You promise to do something. When you promise to do something, you have to do it.
Does that mean in the business world when they sell futures, it has no halachic
buy? We sell?
Futures.
Well, depends. We'll soon see. It depends how you word it. And if you just sell something which is non-existent, it doesn't work.
He's not giving it, he can't claim anything.
You can change your mind. That's right, you can change your mind. I sold it to you, I changed my mind, I'm not selling it to you anymore. I'm not giving it to you. I'm not delivering you the goods, even once the goods are here. Now, this, the understanding of Shlomo Loilam, the two ways, either you know, there's no smichas das, or there's nothing to sell, has many, many nafkaminas. For example, just said, you sell, and it's sure they sell many times, they sell houses which are not built yet. It's Dovah Shlomo Loilam. No delivery. So, if the problem is you don't really trust, there's no kinyan. Now, how does it work? Now, there's something called Chazal called a situmta, a kinyan, which Chazal tell us many kinyan, Mashiach, Agbor, different various types of kinyan for different types of objects. Sometimes there are kinyanim which are called man-made kinyanim. People nowadays, Mars and the Bruch, sell a few diamonds. What's the kinyan? There may maybe no Agbor, no Mashiach, but that's the understanding of Sochrim. It's instead of a kinyan, it's as good as a kinyan. A kinyan doesn't have to be in this certain way. Chazal gave us ways to do kinyanim. If all Sochrim understand, accept a different type of kinyan, it's also considered a pitoyra kinyan. Makes a difference. You lift the gartel or you do something, everyone understands this is binding. That's called situmta, is a chazal. That's a kinyan which binds. Now the question is whether such a kinyan would work for Dovah Shloi B'loilam. If there's nothing to sell, it makes a difference what type of kinyan you do. But if we say, it's just the reason why Dovah Shloi B'loilam doesn't work, is because people don't really believe, don't trust, it's going to be, you'll carry it through. If the minig is to sell these types of futures, or houses on paper, then it would work. Because if this is the understanding, this is today's minig of kinyanim, it would override the Dovah Shloi B'loilam. So if you understand Dovah Shloi B'loilam, it doesn't work because you really don't trust that to happen. If the Sochrim do trust each other, if you trust by saying Mazel Brocha that you'll deliver the goods, even without any kinyan, if this is something which is accepted practice, it would override even a Dovah Shloi B'loilam because people do trust you will do what is expected, what you said you would do, even if it's non-existent yet.
If it's a deraisa, how can there be exceptions?
Because, explained, Chachom said, how Mazel Bruch also works from deraisa. Why? Because if the Sochrim accept this as a kinyan, it makes a difference what you do. What does a kinyan mean? You lift up something, why does that bind you? By lifting up something. Because now, this is a stage where both parts understand, I'm not going to change my mind anymore. When I speak to you, let's sell, let's buy, we might be handling, I didn't change my mind, I didn't really mean it, no, I didn't understand. Once you do an act, this act shows that we both mean business, and we're not going to change our mind. That's all it does. And once you do that, you agree to do something that's binding, you can't change your mind anymore. So it really makes a difference what you do, as long as it's Alpi Chazal or Alpi the Minigah Sochrim, if this is a point of no return, you don't change your mind anymore, that's all we need.
We come to... No
kinyan, but this is the point where both our parties understand we're not changing our minds anymore. And once we both understand we're not changing our mind anymore, we both can't change our mind anymore. Mm-hmm. It binds us legally, because this is the point of we've gone beyond words, we're going to action now. So
it works for some people, not for other people.
That's right, Mazel Bruch will work in a specific case where all Sochrim of this type of object agree this is binding, but wouldn't bind for somebody else. Because all in the mind, the kinyan are all in the mind. When I buy and sell something, we both parties have to agree to buy and sell. And it comes to a point where they stop. You know, the small talk, and we mean business. And when is that? When do we mean business? When you make a kinyan. That's when you mean business. What the kinyan is, makes no difference. As long as it's accepted pi chazal or al pi minig ha-sochrim. That's the point of business. So it would work, and if that's the understanding, it would work even if Dovah Shloi B'loilam. Even though it's not here, since people do buy and sell futures, and when it comes to a point, however they agree, not to change the mind anymore. And this is accepted practice. It will work in all cases as well. Now, let's discuss the three simonim of Shulchan Aruch, how to get around the problem of shelo b'loilam, even with another the normal way. There's a Tosis in the beginning of the fifth pair of Quicksilvers, where Tosis discusses you can't sell something which is not existent, but you can undertake to do something. For example, the Chusin Kala, Chusin under the Chuppah, he promises to give kach v'kach to his wife. Now, most son of a penniless, the book has come out, he hasn't got a penny to his name. It's a Dovish Lebel Oilam, says Tosis. It's not binding. So Tosis says, even though he hasn't got a penny to his name, it's binding. Because a person can be mashabed himself to do something. You can't sell something which is not here, but if you undertake for yourself, you are mashabed yourself to go to work and bring money. And therefore, that type of shibud would work. And therefore, there are ways to sell dovish lo b'loilam, not to sell something, but if you undertake on yourself to carry something out, then it's binding, and that's considered two people join and make a partnership. And whatever's going to come into the kitty will belong to both of us, even though it's not here yet. They mashab themselves to work for each other, and therefore the shutfas, even if it's not here yet, it works, and you can't change your mind. You can rent something which is non-existent. It's not here yet. The Ketos discusses next week's parasha Yaakov, he handled with Lovan, Nakudim, Nakudim, Rudim, all these geschäften, also Dovah Shelo B'Loilam. How does it work? Oh, well, there's one way we haven't discussed yet, but you can't sell the fruit which will grow, but you can sell the tree for its fruit. If you word it correctly, you could sell it. Like you can rent a house. You're not giving away the house, you're giving away the airspace, the use of the house. You're giving away the house for its use. So if you could give away the tree for its fruit, the field for its crop. In a roundabout way, you could sell a dovish loibolim. You could sell a tree for its fruit. That means, it boils down to the same thing, you'll get this year's crop. But I haven't sold you something which is non-existent, I've sold you something which is existent. The tree is existent. Yeah. Whatever the tree will produce will be yours. If I word it correctly, I could get around that dovish loibolim. So again, the sheep were here.
The black and white sheep weren't born yet.
I will sell you the sheep for its vlodas, for the next generation. That you could do. If you do it in a roundabout way, you can sell the tree for its fruit. The sheep are here. The tree is here. So the produce of the sheep, the produce of the tree, are here. Not here, but it belong to the sheep. And I could do it in a roundabout way, you could sell a dovish lo b'loilam. Now, another one interesting halacha. When you sell a dovish b'loilam together with a dovish lo b'loilam, sell two things together. The Gemara discusses this. When you sell two things, one works and one doesn't. In one go, in one bag, you sell things which the kinyan works for some, the kinyan doesn't work for the other. Does one schlep the other, or does one stand in the way of each other? The Gemara uses the expression at v'chamoyer. If I sell something, I'll sell you and to your donkey. I have a field to sell. Half a field to you, half a field to the donkey. Now, donkey is not about Kenyan, the only similarity. If you sell some, you give something away to RSPCA. Someone writes to Yerusha, he gives £1 million for his children and £1 million for the RSPCA. At v'chamor. Is it a Kenyan or not? You sell two things together. Does one stand in the way of the other? The chamor can't be koina. So the other part also doesn't work. Or maybe it works the other way around. The Gemara, the three machloek, the three tzedodim, the Gemara, the mass we passed in at v'chamor, if you sell something to Reuven and to his donkey, half works, half doesn't work. So same thing would be, if you sell a dovish b'loilam, together a dovish b'loilam, half works and half doesn't. The half that can work goes with effect, and the other one just doesn't work. Who it belongs to, it depends how we treat the mechira. If you give something to two people, do you give the whole to both, or half and half? Three shittas in the Gemara, how it works. But at v'chamor is the language Chazal use when you do something, two acts together, one works and one doesn't, chamor can't buy. But the mas we pass can, at v'chamor, if you sell something together with dovish lo b'loilam, only dovish lo b'loilam works, and the other part doesn't work.
So that's not an eight.
I have a real phone connection.
So that's not an eight.